Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holinein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organization, joins me as my colleague and co-host. And we're very pleased to welcome the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Sinan Siddi, to help us with, right now, a non-transparent battlefield. That would be Syria. And the news that the HTS, which is an organization associated once upon a time with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, out of Idlib province, is advancing fast towards Damascus, led by a man named Ahmad Muhammad al-Jalani, an old-time jihadist who's renovated himself into being called a rebel by European media. I note that Aleppo is said to be under the control of HTS, a very large city, the second largest in Syria. And now Hama, the fourth largest city, is said to have fallen to the advancing rebels slash jihadists. The mystery here is what's driving this, what's supplying rebels or jihadists who were last in retreat into Idlib province, where they've been coexisting with other allies, some of them jihadists, some of them locals. However, Sinan, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. 2 days ago, the Financial Times reported that one individual had displayed a Turkish flag on a wall in Aleppo. The implication was Turkey's on board. Today, the FT reported out of London that the vehicles being used by HTS and their allies were Turkish secondhand army vehicles. Can you help us understand Turkey's presence or non-presence in this advance on Damascus? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for having me. So I would say Turkey has been very present in this uprising in the last week or so. Turkey is no stranger in its relationship and patronage of HTS. Their relationship goes back a long way through the thick and thin of the Syrian civil war. Also, the province of Idlib is just across the Turkish border of Hatay, where essentially the supply lines for HTS were. That's essentially where all the sort of materials was funneled from. We've not really had definitive evidence in the past that the Turkish state was directly militarily supporting and arming the HTS forces, but I that's just an unknown. But as the FT is reporting, we do know that they're getting weapons, and now they're citing armored armored vehicles that are used by supplied by Turkey, presumably. It's happening in some shape or form. And so Turkey is, very present. It's not because it's only just, had an ongoing relationship with HTS. But again, with the Syrian National Army, or what was known as the Free Syrian Army before this, that's another front that's happening whereby the other rebel groups, or I would say sort of former jihadis or former whatever they want to call themselves, have coalesced to essentially try to clear the countryside north of Aleppo and possibly even further of Kurdish sort of populations. And so far we've seen retreats by sort of Kurdish population civilians, but we're uncertain as to what the Syrian Democratic Forces that are supported by the US will do if those advances continue to threaten Kurdish positions. But bottom line, yes, this was a military operation in its entirety, if you want to call it, that would not have happened unless Turkey had greenlit from the very start.
Malcolm?
So maybe you could step back and give us some sense of the Turkish, Russian, Iranian competition within the country, which has been ongoing for many years. How do the developments of the last few days and overall the rebellion and potential danger to Assad, how does it play out with the three powers that are competing for control in Syria?
Yeah, thanks for that. That's a really tough question from the perspective of audiences who may or may not known that there was a sort of cold peace inside of Syria since about 2019. but by no means was the Syrian civil war over. And to see it flare up again, it does make people scratch their heads and saying, look, what's going on here and who has what stake? So this is kind of difficult to follow. But if you look at it from, the easier side is what I would call it. The Russians and the Iranians, since the beginning of the Syrian civil war, have had a vested interest in essentially protecting the regime. That is the regime of Bashar al-Assad, mainly because for different reasons. For the Russians, it's a sort of Cold War hangover from the Hafez al-Assad days, but also they've maintained basing since then and, listening towers from the Soviet times. So they've wanted to essentially keep up this relationship and have a backer in the Middle East, which has access to warm water ports in the Mediterranean. For the Iranians, it's basically about protecting essentially a Shia-based regime, a sort of distant Shia-based regime, which they've essentially done with significant elements of Hezbollah over the years, but also through militias during the Syrian civil war. So the Turks, it's been much, much more complicated in terms of what they have to, what's their vested interest in this. And that's really hard to define. Overall, I've always said the Turks have no security interests inside of Syria whatsoever. For Erdogan, Turkey's president, this has mainly been a sort of, an issue of domestic politics. That's why he'd gone into this from the very start. And the reason I say that is because he's saying, Turkey has security interests in protecting from Kurdish insurgency inside of Syria, threatening Turkey, which I've always called that as like, a red herring, a mistruth that even Erdogan knows. But that sort of scaremongering for Erdogan gets him sort of votes at home and regime maintenance and stability, because people are afraid that unless Erdogan leads the country in a strong, quote unquote, anti-terrorism stance against Kurds in Syria, then Turkey may one day be overrun by Syrian Kurds, which, again, I think this is just a misnomer and a red herring he's dangled. But if you ask why Erdogan would have essentially greenlit the operation now to defy the Syrian regime, the Russians and the Iranians that back the regime, well, that's a tough question, but a couple of reasons can be offered. One, the Russians had been trying to get Erdogan and the Syrian regime to essentially negotiate and find a peace, because the Russians want to continue their war in Ukraine and don't want to be distracted by what's going on inside of Syria, right? They need to pull resources out of Syria to focus their attention on Ukraine. Kind of similar with the Iranians in the sense that they've got their sort of, deal cut out for them in terms of the conflict in Gaza and in... Sorry, there's a Amber Alert coming out from somewhere. I'm not sure if you heard that.
Please continue, Sinan. I've got it.
Independent of that, the Iranian forces inside, or Hezbollah forces that have tried to prop up the regime, have been severely weakened essentially by Israeli airstrikes for the last few months. So Iran has been severely weakened. The Russians, obviously, have focused their attention on trying to sort of militarily escalate and try to do as much damage in Ukraine before administration change in the US. Erdogan just thought this was an opportune time, a sort of a gap, if you will, to really move in significantly into into making things move while Washington is essentially in a sort of lame duck session and it's asleep at the wheel, so to speak. I think it's highly miscalculated on the part of Erdogan. There's this sort of conversation taking place amongst sort of regional experts saying Turkey's hand has become sort of stronger in this because it's driving the narrative, the initiative in terms of, and everyone else is having to respond. Everyone's caught off by surprise. Maybe, because as you alluded to at the beginning, John, look, there are certain things that cannot be necessarily under Turkish control. HTS, the SNA, these are all sort of jihadist elements of different shades, different colors. They've always had trouble sort of, coordinating or staying on the same page as a professional sort of fighting force, right? That's problematic. Now, if you look at someone like Jolani, who leads HDS, yes, he's getting support from Turkey. He's always relied on Turkish support, presumably logistical support, supplies, but even salaries possibly for his fighters, certainly for the Syrian National Army folks, that's true. But I don't think he necessarily wants to be regarded as Erdogan's man. So if they do take, if they've taken Aleppo, now we're hearing reports that they may have taken Hama. To what extent are they going to stop there versus try and topple the actual Syrian regime? And if that happens, then what? Can Turkey control this? Can Erdogan control this? I don't think so. I mean, that's out of their control. Is there going to be a Russian response? What will that look like? To what extent will the Turkish, backed Syrian National Army enter into conflict with the Syrian Kurds that are supported by American special forces right now? There's just a lot of unknowns. And so in the short term, it looks like Turkey's gained the initiative in driving sort of the narrative as to what's going on here. But also, the longer this conflict goes on, the more sort of refugee pressures will be put upon. And the only way those people are going is trying to get across the Turkish border. And the last thing that Erdogan needs is another refugee influx. You know, he's got over 4 million refugees in the last, you know, several number of years since the Syrian civil war began. And Turkey's kind of really at its limits. And so I think there are a lot of elements that he cannot control. And we'll see as to, you know, how far this conflict persists.
Sinan Siddi is at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. It's a very, very non-transparent battlefield. Anything can happen.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.